让我们打开圣经今天的经文彼得前书第三章第一节到第六节。
Let us open up our Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 3 verses 1 through 6.
彼得前书第三章第一节，你们做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫，这样若有不信从道理的丈夫，他们虽然不听到，也可以因妻子的品行被感化过来。这正是因看见你们有贞洁的品行和敬畏的心，你们不要以外面的编头发、戴金饰、穿美衣为装饰，只要以里面存着长久温柔安静的心为装饰，这在神的面前是极宝贵的。因为古时仰赖神的圣洁妇人，正是以此为装饰，顺服自己的丈夫，就如撒拉听从亚伯拉罕，称他为主。你们若行善，不因恐吓而害怕，便是撒拉的女儿了。
In the same way, you wives, be submissive to your own husbands.So that even if any of them are disobedient to the word, they may be won without a word by the behavior of their wives, as they observe your chaste and respectful behavior. Your adornment must not be merely external, braiding the hair and wearing gold jewelry or putting on dresses, but let it be the hidden person of the heart, with the imperishable quality of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is precious in the sight of God.For in this way, in former times, the holy women also, who hoped in God, used to adorn themselves, being submissive to their own husbands, just as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord. And you have become her children if you do what is right, without being frightened by any fear.
我们在罗马政府的统治之下，基督徒受到很大的迫害。
Under the rule of the Roman government, the Christians were greatly persecuted.
我们除了要面对罗马政府所带来的迫害，
and besides facing prosecution from the Roman government,
我们当时的奴仆制度也带来给这些做奴仆基督徒不少的痛苦。
The system of slavery also bring forth or brought forth great difficulties for the Christian slaves.
那么虽然如此，彼得劝勉这些基督徒要顺服这个政府明法。
Even though it was that way, Peter encouraged the Christians to obey the civil authority.
要顺服他们的主人。
To obey the master.
那么除此之外，
And besides that,
彼得也要求他们学习主耶稣受苦的榜样。
Peter requested them to follow the example of Jesus when he was suffering.
跟随主耶稣的脚舟行。
And to follow in his footsteps.
在这里，彼得所强调的顺服是在苦难中的顺服。
The obedience Peter is stressing here is when they are suffering.
虽然面对这个苦难，
Even though they face difficulty,
我们基督徒应当学习主耶稣的榜样。
Christians should follow the example of Jesus Christ.
顺服天父的旨意。
To obey the will of God.
这个女人人权运动在1963年开始。
Feminist movement began in 1963.
我们带来给社会很大的影响。
And it affected the society quite a bit.
那么女人要求在社会在家庭在各种领域上有这个平等的待遇。
Women request equality in society, in the family, and also in all kinds of different areas.
然后这个运动不只影响到整个社会。
This movement not only influenced society.
那么也影响到这个圣经对做妻子的教导。
But had also influenced the teaching of the Bible about the role of wives.
那么圣经说妻子要顺服丈夫。
The Bible said, wives should obey the husband.
但是这个女人人权运动说要求女人要平等。
But the feminist movement wanted equality for women.
啊，因此带来给社会这个家庭还有教会不少啊这个不良的后果。
And so it brought forth untowards result in the society, in the family, and also in the church.
那么今天我们所看的经文谈到啊一个神所设立的一个制度。
The scripture we read today look at an institution established by God.
也就是这个婚姻的制度。
And it is the institution of marriage.
然后彼得在这段经文里面啊谈到做妻子的本分。
And in the scripture, Peter talked about the role or the responsibility of a wife.
那么做妻子的彼得说第一要顺服自己的丈夫。
So first off, the wife is to obey the husband.
那么第二是注重以这个内在美。
Secondly, is to focus on the beauty inside.
那么第三啊，谈到要学习这个撒拉的榜样。
And thirdly, is for us to obey the example of Sarah.
那么做妻子的本分，首先彼得说要顺服自己的丈夫。
So the first responsibility is for wives to obey their husband.
你们做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫，这样若有不信从道理的丈夫，他们虽然不听到，也可以因妻子的品行被感化过来。这正是因看见你们的贞洁的行为和敬畏的心。
In the same way, you wives, be submissive to your own husbands, so that even if any of them are disobedient to the word,They may be won without a word by the behavior of their wives, as they observe your chaste and respectful behavior.
在还没有深入的理解这段经文之前
，And before we dive into the scripture,
让我们来探讨当时女人在社会的地位。
Let us look at the place a woman hold in the society back then.
那么当时的基督徒大部分都是犹太人。
Most of the Christians at that time were Jews.
那么他们活在这个三个文化的背景当中。
They live in three different cultures.
那么第一就是自己本身的文化。
First is their own culture.
也就是犹太人的文化。
And that is the Jewish culture.
那么第二呢是这个希腊文化。
Secondly is the Greek culture.
那么第三是这个罗马文化。
Thirdly is the Roman culture.
所以身为一个基督徒的姐妹
So as a sister in Christ,
她必须要面对这三个文化带来的困难，还有这个冲击。
She must face the conflicts and the difficulty from these three cultures.
我们犹太人的文化看女人好像一件东西。
From a Jewish culture, they look upon a woman as a thing.
就好像这个奴仆看为是一件东西一样。
Just as the slaves were looked upon as a thing.
所以作为一个妻子她没有自由。
As a wife, she has no freedom.
因为她属于丈夫的一件东西。
Because she is a thing belong to the husband.
那么就好像一只羊属于牧羊人的一个财物。
Just as a sheep belong to the shepherd is his possession.
那么如果丈夫不喜欢妻子
And if the husband doesn't like the wife,
然后他随时可以把他休掉。
He can divorce her anytime.
那么同样的，希腊人文化也没有太大的差异。
There were not a whole lot of difference in the Greek culture.
然后女人也是被看为好像一件东西一样。
Women was also looked upon as a thing.
按照罗马的法律。
And according to the law of Roman Empire,
那么因为女人没有任何的权利。
There is no rights to a woman.
而无论她的年纪多大。
No matter how old or what her age is.
永远都是一个小女孩。
She is always a little girl.
那么在家里她的生死是由她父亲来做决定。
And in the family, her life and death is determined by her father.
那么如果做女儿的犯了这个罪恶的事情
And if the daughter committed any kind of sin
那么做父亲的有权把她打死而不需要受审
the father can kill her and not be subjected to the law.
那么当她结婚之后
，and after she's married，
那么这种命运啊，定她命运的权利就落在她的丈夫的身上。
Her life and death, then is dependent on her husband.
那么可见一个女人在当时的社会是多么的低贱。
So you can see at that time the position of a woman is very very low.
然后必须要面对这个文化制度所带来给他们的痛苦。
She must face the pain that is brought forth by the society at that time.
所以在这种文化制度之下，彼得劝勉这些做妻子当尽的本分。
And under this kind of culture, Peter was encouraging the women Christian to face the difficulty.
他说：“你们做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫。”
He said, "In the same way, you wives be submissive to your own husbands."
你会发觉到，当你读这个英文圣经的时候。
And if you notice in the English translation,
比如说这个 New American Standard Bible, 他说 in the same way you wife be submissive to your own husband. 然后这个 New King James Version 说 wife likewise be submissive to your own husband. 所以英文的翻译本的翻译应该是正确的。
So actually, the English translation is more accurate.
因为根据原文是有 in the same way and likewise.
So according to the original language, it is in the same way or likewise.
如果按照这个原文来翻译的话，中文应该读成这样。
And according to the original language, the translation should be like this.
同样的，你们做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫。
In the same way, you wives be submissive to your own husbands.
那么，同样的这三个字说明彼得在这里说，也就是关于这个顺服丈夫的事情，跟上文是有关系的。
In the same way, here is telling us that what Peter is talking about submissive to the husband is related to the previous passages.
那么上文我们知道是谈到在苦难中的顺服。
So we know in the previous passage, Peter is talking about submission during suffering.
换句话说是在苦难中要顺服自己的丈夫。
In other words, it means even in suffering, the wife is to submit to the own husband in the same way.
好像一个奴仆在苦难中顺服自己的主人一样。
And just as a slave submitting to his master during his suffering.
如果你还记得的话，我谈到不只顺服那些好的主人，那些拐弊的主人也要顺服。
And if you remember, I talk about not only do you submit yourself to the good master, also the evil one.
所以面对苦难的时候，上个星期的信息说不要犯罪。
So in our last week's preaching, we talk about as we face suffering, we must not sin.
也不要报复。
We should not seek revenge.
应当学习主耶稣的榜样，跟着他的脚中行。
But to follow the example of Jesus Christ and follow in his footsteps.
而把自己交托给那按公义审判人的主。
And to give ourselves to the Lord who judges accordingly.
所以今天我们看这段经文是针对一个信了耶稣的妻子。
So the scripture today is talking specifically about a Christian wife.
但是丈夫还没有信。
But yet the husband is a non-believer.
所以在还没有信耶稣之前。
So before, she believed in Christ.
那么这位妻子完全的依靠自己的丈夫。
This wife,rely totally on her husband.
但是信了耶稣之后，她的价值观改变了。
But after she believed in Christ, her value has changed.
不一定跟丈夫的价值观一样。
She does not necessarily have the same value as her husband.
所以彼得在这里说，同样的，你们做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫。
And here Peter said, in the same way, you wives Be submissive to your own husbands.
啊，这样若有不信从道理的丈夫，他们虽然不听到，也可以因妻子的品行被感化过来。
So that even if any of them are disobedient to the word, they may be won without a word by the behavior of their wives, as they observe your chaste and respectful behavior.
这正是因看见你们有贞洁的品行和敬畏的心。
And they may be won without a word by the behavior of their wives, as they observe your chaste and respectful behavior.
所以彼得说，做妻子的应当顺服自己的丈夫。
So Peter said, as wives, you ought to submit to your husband.
如同一个做奴仆的顺服主人一样。
Just as a slave submitting to his master.
啊，包括那些不讲理的主人。
Including those who are unreasonable master.
啊，在苦难当中应当学习耶稣的榜样。
And in suffering, we need to follow Jesus' example.
啊，保罗在腓立比书第二章第五节到第八节这么说。
So Paul said in Philippians chapter 2 verse 5 to 8,
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus.
啊，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺，反倒虚举，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
Who, although he existed in the form of God,did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant and being made in the likeness of man.
既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross.
所以在顺服丈夫，彼得说应当效法耶稣基督的榜样。
So in submitting to the husband, Peter said, follow Christ's example.
那么虽然丈夫不听到，
even though the husband may not listen to the word,
但会因着妻子的品行把他感化过来。
But because of the wife's good behavior to touch him.
那么这里的品行是指没有言语的行为。
Here is talking about behavior without words.
因为妻子不是靠自己的言语，而是靠自己的行为来感化自己的丈夫。
Because a wife does not change the husband because of her words, but it's because of her behavior.
那么这种现象在今天教会经常可以看到。
And you can actually see this in today's church.
那么过去的教会，我看到不少的姐妹。
And in the past churches, I often see the sisters.
那么丈夫没有信主。
The husbands are non-believers.
那么这些姐妹很期望、很希望自己的丈夫能够相信耶稣。
And the sisters earnestly hope their husband would become believers.
那么这些妻子默默地为他们的丈夫祷告。
And they will pray silently for their husband.
我也曾经见过一些不信的丈夫后来信了耶稣。
And I've also seen the non-believing husbands later became believers.
我在九年前的时候，我得到一个好消息。
9 years ago, I received a good news.
我认识的一位丈夫啊，他终于信了耶稣受洗。
A husband that I know finally became a believer and was baptized.
因为在过去的时候，他的妻子一直为他祷告。
Because in the past, his wife prayed for him.
很希望自己的丈夫信主。
Hoping earnestly for him to believe.
所以在祷告会的时候，我们就鼓励这位姐妹。
So in the prayer meeting, we encourage the sister.
应当以自己的品行来在生活上做美好的见证。
To be a living witness, a good witness,for the husband.
然后这位姐妹的行为终于结出这个果子来了。
And so her behavior finally bear fruit, good fruit.
在第四世纪有一位很伟大的神学家，这个奥古斯丁。
And in the 4th century, there was a great theologian. His name is St. Augustine.
然后他的母亲叫做 Monica.
The mother's name is Monica.
这位母亲影响了他的儿子奥古斯丁和他丈夫的生命。
This mother has influenced the life of St. Augustine and his father.
那么神借着 Monica 的生命，还有他的祷告，还有他的见证。
And God used the witness of Monica through her prayer and also her lives.
啊，直到这个奥古斯丁还有他自己的丈夫信了耶稣。
To lead Augustine to believe in Christ and also her husband.
因为 Monica 的丈夫在他临终之前信了耶稣。
Monica's husband believed in Christ before he passed away.
那么他的丈夫信耶稣的事情记载在这个这个奥古斯丁的忏悔里面。
And the husband's conversion was recorded, or confession was recorded, the father's conversion was recorded in Augustine's confession.
然后你去看的话，你会发觉到 Monica 她服侍她的丈夫好比自己的主一样。
And in it, it described how she served her husband as if he is her Lord.
啊，她很勤奋的以自己的行为还有见证来见证主耶稣的福音。
And so she earnestly used her behavior and her action to witness for Christ.
所以在一切的事情上，她以和蔼和亲切的态度来对待自己的丈夫。
So she treated her husband with tenderness and truthfulness.
那么希望丈夫有一天信这个真理。
Hoping one day that her husband will come to believe in the truth.
我接受耶稣成为他个人的救主。
To accept Jesus Christ as his personal savior.
那么如果丈夫已经听过这个福音。
If a husband has already heard the gospel.
但不信从这个福音。
But did not believe.
那么在这种情况下，圣经说
，And under this circumstance, the Bible said，
那么圣经说，妻子不应当继续的跟丈夫讲福音。
The wife should not continue to preach to the husband，
而应当以这个贞洁的行为的品行来感化自己的丈夫。
But use her chaste and respectful behavior。To touch her husband.
所以英文有一句俗语说 action speak louder than word.
And so in English, there's such a saying, action speaks louder than word.
因为传福音不只是用我们的口来传。
Because sharing the gospel is not only by words.
也是借助我们自己的生活行为。
But it's also by our behavior.
把福音的真理表明出来。
To show the truth of the gospel.
所以彼得说，这样若有不信从道理的丈夫，他们虽然不听到，也可以因妻子的品行被感化过来。
So that even if any of them are disobedient to the word, they may be won without a word by the behavior of their wives.
这正是因看见你们有贞洁的品行和敬畏的心。
As they observe your chaste and respectful behavior.
那么所谓敬畏的心是指对丈夫的尊敬。
So, when it says God-fearing heart, it is talking about the respect to the husband.
所以保罗在以弗所书这么说。
So Paul said in Ephesians,
然而你们个人都当爱妻子如同爱自己一样。妻子也当敬重自己的丈夫。
Nevertheless, each individual among you also is to love his own wife even as himself, and the wife must see to it that she respects her husband.
所以妻子应当以自己贞洁的品行，在道德上要圣洁，没有任何的玷污。
And so the wife should have chaste and respectful behavior, and that morally clean and holy.
第二点。彼得说做妻子的本分。
Secondly, Peter said the responsibility of a wife.
就是注重于这个内在美。
And it is to focus on the internal beauty.
所以彼得说你们不要以外面的编头发、戴金饰、穿美衣为装饰。
So Peter said your adornment must not be merely external, braiding the hair and wearing gold jewelry or putting on dresses.
只要以里面存着长久温柔安静的心为装饰，这在神的面前是极宝贵的。
But let it be the hidden person of the heart with the imperishable quality of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is precious in the sight of God.
那无论在旧约和新约里面，我们看到圣经有谈到这个内在和外在的问题。
So whether it is in the Old or the New Testament, it talks about the question of the inner and the outer.
啊，在撒母记上啊，16章第七节。
And in 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 7.
耶和华却对撒母说，不要看他外貌和他身材高大，我不拣选他，因为耶和华不像人看人，人是看外貌，耶和华是看内心的。
But the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or at the height of his stature, because I have rejected him, for God does see not as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.
因为当时耶和华神要寻找一个人来代替这个扫罗王。
Because at that time God was seeking someone to replace King Saul.
条件就是要看他的内心，不是看他的外貌。
And the requirement is to look at his heart and not at his outer appearance.
那么同样的，在新约圣经里面，主耶稣也强调这个内在的这个问题。
And in the same way, in the New Testament, Jesus also talked about the inner part.
所以耶稣对他们说，你们是在人面前自称为义，你们的心神却知道，因为人所尊重的是神看为是真恶的。
And he said to them, you are those who justify yourselves in the sight of men, but God knows your hearts.For that which is highly esteemed among men is detestable in the sight of God.
那么让我们来看这两个字，装饰。
Let's look at this word adorn.
那么装饰在希腊文，在这个原文里面是 cosmos.
And in the Greek language, in the original language, it is cosmos.
所以 cosmos 也是这个 cosmetic 的字根。
So it is the root word of cosmetics in English.
因为彼得在这里不是谈到有没有装饰或者装饰。
So here Peter is talking about whether you adorn or not.
而是强调这个外在和内在所带来的美。
And it is talking about the beauty, about the outward and the inner self.
有一个主日，有一位牧师就讲这个内在美的一篇信息。
So one Sunday, this preacher was preaching about the importance of the inner beauty.
然后这经文就是彼得前书第三章第三节到第四节。
And the scripture is 1 Peter chapter 3 verses 3 and 4.
他说神只看人的内心。
So he said God only look at man's heart.
而不看人的外表。
Not at the outward appearance.
所谓的外表，他在这里讲是装饰。
So outward appearance here is talking about the adornment.
然后姐妹们听了牧师的讲道，就回应了牧师的信息。
So after the sister heard the preaching, they responded.
然后下个主日，牧师从讲台看下去的时候。
And so the next Sunday, as the preacher was looking from the pulpit,
然后看到姐妹们都没有打扮。
All the sisters did not put any makeup on.
好像这个王脸婆一样。
So they're all like plain Janes.
那么其实圣经没有说姐妹们可以不可以打扮。
Actually, the Bible did not tell us whether the sisters can put makeup or adornment.
那么圣经所强调的是这个内在美，而不是这个外在美。
What the Bible stresses is the importance of the inner beauty, not outward appearance.
那么所谓的内在美是彼得前书第二章第四节所说的内在美。
So the inner beauty is pointing towards verse 4.
我只要以里面存着长久温柔安静的心为装饰，是在神面前是极宝贵的。
But let it be the hidden person of the heart with the imperishable quality of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is precious in the sight of God.
那么根据这句经文，内在美是指这个长久温柔和安静的心。
So according to the Bible, inner beauty is talking towards the gentleness and a calm heart.
长久温柔的心是一个谦卑的心。
So, a gentle and calm heart is a humble heart.
经常为别人来着想。
It is often thinking about, thinking for others.
也愿意接受别人的弱点。
And is also willing to accept the weaknesses of others.
那么安静的心是一个不是一个叽叽喳喳的心。
So a calm heart is not a heart that is, noisy.
那么在人的背后讲别人的话。
Or to be talking about others behind their back.
所以彼得说最重要的不是这些外面的装饰。
So Peter is saying the most important thing is not what you put on outside.
而是里面藏有这个长久温柔安静的心来作为这个装饰。
But it's to focus on being gentle, being quiet.
因为在神的面前是很宝贵的。
Because this is precious in God's sight.
所以根据今天的经文做妻子的本分。
So according to the scripture today, the duty of a wife.
然后彼得说第一就要顺服自己丈夫。
Peter said first off is to submit to your own husband.
然后第二是注重于内在美。
Second is to focus on your inner beauty.
那么第三是学习撒拉的榜样。
Thirdly is to follow the example of Sarah.
因为彼得说在古时代也有这些妇人。
Because Peter said in the Old Testament there are also women like that.
因为古时仰赖神的圣洁妇人正是以此为装饰顺服自己的丈夫。
For in this way, in former times, the holy women also, who hoped in God, used to adorn themselves, being submissive to their own husbands.
就如撒拉听从亚伯拉罕称他为主。
Just as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord.
你们若行善不因恐吓而害怕，便是撒拉的女儿了。
And you have become her children if you do what is right without being frightened by any fear.
那么这些妇人都是信靠神的人。
These women are all, people who trust in God.
在生活里面他们活出一个圣洁的生命。
And in their life, they live a holy life.
他们顺服自己的丈夫。
They submit to their own husbands.
所以在这里彼得引用这个撒拉。
So here, Peter is using Sarah as an example.
如果你看圣经的话，你发觉到撒拉是一个是顺服亚伯拉罕的一个妻子。
And if you look at scripture, you know that Sarah is a wife who obeyed her husband.
所以当神吩咐亚伯拉罕离开他自己的家乡的时候。
So when God told Abraham to leave his land.
那么亚伯拉罕就顺服神离开他自己的家乡。
And so Abraham obeyed and left his land.
圣经告诉我们，我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。
So here in scripture it says, And I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you, and make your name great, and so you shall be a blessing.
所以亚伯拉罕离开的时候，撒拉也跟着一起去。
So when Abraham left, Sarah also followed.
因为撒拉没有听到神的吩咐。
Because Sarah did not hear God's word.
但是因为她对亚伯拉罕的顺服。
But because she's obedient to Abraham.
她跟着丈夫一起去。
She, left with her husband.
然后彼得同时也说一个信赖神的人。
Peter also said for one who rely on God.
一个顺服自己丈夫的人。
A woman who submit to her own husband.
一个顺服神的一个行善的妇人。
A husband who has good deeds.
他说是撒拉的女儿。
He said it is the daughter of Sarah.
换句话说她是神的儿女。
In other words, she is a daughter of God.
因为神的儿女是神应许给撒拉和亚伯拉罕的。
One who follow that is children of God because that was what God promised Abraham.
所以从今天的经文谈到这个做妻子的本分。
So today from the scripture, we saw the duty of a wife.
所以根据今天的经文，彼得说，第一就是要顺服自己的丈夫。
So according to the scripture today, first off, Peter said, she submit to her own husband.
第二个本分就是以这个内在美来作为这个装饰。
The second duty is to adorn with inner beauty.
那么第三就是要学习莎拉的榜样。
And thirdly is to follow the example of Sarah.
所以我想做丈夫的不要以为圣经只在 跟这个妻子讲。
So as husbands, don't think that the Bible only talked to the wives.
因为下个星期的信息是跟丈夫讲的。
Because next week's message will be talking to the husbands.
让我们用一点时间来思想今天的信息。
Let us use some time to meditate on the message today.
顺服是一个属灵美德。
Submission is a spiritual virtue.
因为这个是圣经的教导。
Because that is the teaching of the Bible.
首先，我们要顺服这位父神。
First off, we need to obey our Father.
当我们顺服父神的时候，我们将会顺服其他的。
And as we obey our Father God, then we will obey also other things.
我们也知道圣经的教导说
We also know the Bible taught, teaches
丈夫要爱自己的妻子
Husband, love your wife
妻子要顺服自己丈夫
And wife, be submissive to your husband
这个是很美好的
And this is good
让我们来遵守圣经的教导
Let us follow in the teaching of the Bible
亲爱的天父，求你帮助我们。
Our Heavenly Father, please help us.
求你赦免我们的软弱。
Please forgive us of our weaknesses.
赦免我们没有遵循你的吩咐。
Forgive us because we disobey your command.
求你赐给我们足够的信心。
Please give us enough faith.
来遵守你的诫命。
To follow your command.
让我们顺服你。
Help us to be obedient.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.